The U.S. women's national soccer team has been dominant on the global stage for nearly three decades, winning three World Cups and four Olympic gold medals. And there's a long list of recognizable stars, including Mia Hamm, Julie Foudy, Brandi Chastain, Hope Solo, and the current top player, Alex Morgan. Hopes are high that as the Women's World Cup gets started, the U.S. women are heading for more success. But the national team's excellence, while developing swiftly, did not have an easy start back in 1985. Writer Caitlin Murray chronicles that modest beginning and how it became something much greater in her new book, The National Team, The Inside Story of the Women Who Changed Soccer, and she is with me via Skype. Caitlin, what stands out from that original team from the mid-1980s?
Yeah, I mean, the team sort of started a little bit by accident, I guess is how you could look at it. The Olympic Sports Festival, which was an event that used to happen in non-Olympic years, they added women's soccer, and the U.S. was invited to compete in this tournament in Italy. That was a small tournament, women's soccer tournament, that was sort of unusual at the time. The U.S. Federation just kind of put together a team, and then the players didn't really have uniforms, so the Federation rounded up these old men's kits. And, you know, the night before the team went to fly to Italy, they were up all night sewing and cutting and trying to make these huge clothes fit them that, you know, they were just swimming in these uniforms. And that was sort of the start right there. I mean, I don't think anyone, the Federation, the players, anyone had any sort of idea of what the team and what women's soccer would become.
And how did the team do in that first venture there?
Oh, they got destroyed. I mean, it makes sense. They were sort of this ragtag bunch that had never really played before. They had 2 weeks of training before they went to Italy, and they just played local teams in Long Island, and there wasn't really any sort of like strategic thinking about it. It was like, well, we'll just play some games against some local teams and then we'll go to Italy. It's interesting to see how quickly they turned things around to win the first ever Women's World Cup just a few years later.
That is incredible. And in fact, I'm wondering if you could just key us in as to what some of the keys were. Obviously, once you get organized, there's stuff there. They started finding amazing talent. But what were some of the other factors that really brought it together? Because it was incredibly quick.
Probably the biggest thing is the team's mentality. Anson Dorans came in and took over as the coach, and he was sort of almost drill sergeant-esque in the way he wanted to drill into the players that they had to be competitors and more committed than the other teams that they were playing against. You know, I interviewed players for my book who said at the 1991 Women's World Cup, they were not the most skillful team in that tournament. They weren't the best team. But what they had that the other teams didn't have was a fighting mentality and a sort of scrappiness. That has sort of been the thread that has carried the team along throughout all these years.
Is there any degree of defiance, frankly, because this is a great team and has been a great team for a couple of decades now. And yet there is that feeling of, because it's a women's sport, do they get enough attention? Do they get enough respect? Does that drive them on the field at all? Or is that sort of once you get on the field, it's about winning, it's not about the other stuff?
I think if you ask the players, they would say that they just want to win and, you know, that's what they're focused on. But I think they do recognize that winning isn't just winning. Drawing crowds isn't just drawing crowds. When you are a women's soccer player, everything that you do sort of takes on a bigger meaning and has a bigger potential to create an impact that goes just beyond getting results on the field. And I think this team has really sort of embraced that role. I mean, we've seen that, you know, they sued the U.S. Soccer Federation in March, alleging institutionalized gender discrimination. And these sorts of things have been going on throughout the years. Behind the scenes, the team has been getting into these battles and these fights with U.S. soccer and boycotting and getting in legal disputes and all that. And I think the players do it because they want to push the game further and they believe it's bigger than themselves. They want to set up future generations to be able to make a living and succeed as women soccer players that, you know, some of the players in the past weren't able to do that.
Is the Brandi Chastain taking off her shirt like male soccer players do, was that iconic or was it something that was made iconic because a lot of people were just sort of finding women's soccer for the first time?
That's an interesting question. I think it's iconic because, number one, the reaction to it was, in retrospect, sort of crazy. Like some people really took that in a direction that didn't make any sense. I did a lot of research where I saw people saying she tarnished women's soccer, and there was a lot of discussion of female sexuality in sports, and it became this whole topic that I think made it controversial when it really shouldn't have been. Because, like you said, male players took off their shirts so much that FIFA actually made it a yellow card violation to do that because it was happening so often. So I think the controversy sort of made it a big deal. Also, the moment. I mean, this game, the 1999 Women's World Cup final, was the most well-attended women's sporting event at the time. The image of that was such a, I don't know, sort of a visceral, like you could really feel the emotion when you looked at that image, and it made the cover of Sports Illustrated. I still think one of the most iconic moments in sports. And when you think of iconic images, I think that's definitely up there as well.
Predictions are a dangerous thing, Caitlin, but you know this sport very well. Do you think that the U.S. women's team is headed for another great World Cup?
A lot of people are declaring the U.S. the favorites, and I get that. They are the reigning champion. What I would say is, first of all, repeating winning a World Cup is really difficult. It's happened once on the women's side. It's happened twice on the men's side. I also think that the draw that the U.S. got this time is going to be a difficult one. They could end up facing France or Germany in the quarterfinal. I think this U.S. women's national team is player for player. When they are clicking and playing well, this is as good as any U.S. national team that has ever taken the field. The problem is the rest of the world is just more competitive and better than they've ever been.
That is Caitlin Murray. She's the author of The National Team, the inside story of the women who changed soccer. Caitlin, good to talk with you. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.